Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Corgus Productions presents one of Chicago's finest dance companies, the River North Dance Chicago Company, which will perform this Saturday and Sunday in Tulsa. The company was originally assembled as a jazz-based contemporary company in 1989, but today under the leadership of choreographer and artistic director Frank Chavis, the company combines contemporary, jazz, modern, as well as ballet influences. Chavis calls it a uniquely American style of dance. It features his work prominently, along with the work of the former co-artistic director Sherry Zunker and guest choreographers like Lynn Taylor Corbett, Robert Battle, and Harrison McEldowney, who have created work on Broadway, films, special events like the Olympics, in addition to the dance stage. My guest today is Frank Chavis, who is celebrating his 20th year with the company. He's created over 20 works for the company and companies around the world and received the Ruth Page Dance Achievement Award in 2000. Several of his pieces will be featured in River North Dance Chicago's performances this Saturday night at 8 and Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Helmrick Theater at Casha Hall. And he joins me today on Studio Tulsa. Frank Chavis, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
River North Dance Chicago has been long one of the great contemporary dance companies in Chicago. And you guys started out, I think it was like sort of a very jazzy style of contemporary dance. Has that changed over the years? I know you've been involved with the company really since the very first couple of years of the company started.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, this is actually, I'm celebrating my 20th anniversary this year. So a special year for me, and the company's 23 years old. And yes, it did start out as very much as a full 100% jazz company. The four original founders had wanted to. They were a mix of, you know, classic contemporary dancers from concert dance, from the world of concert dance. And then there were a couple that were from the commercial world, and they wanted to really try to mix this new mix, let's say, of commercial dance and concert dance. And that really lends itself towards jazz. I mean, basically, it's really, in a way, that's what jazz is. And so it did start out with that as our profile for really about the first decade. And then I would say in our second decade, we kind of started to expand. You have to evolve. You have to grow. And I would say that we're still very much aligned with our roots and our original mission, but we have certainly evolved. And now I like to call ourselves a little bit more of a jazz-based contemporary company because we do so many different things. And we have just really elevated, I think, the art of jazz dance to a different place.
I think from what I've seen of the company, there's this amalgam of that sort of Broadway underpinning. You have a lot of ethnic elements that come into a lot of your work. And again, that sort of jazz basis. But I see not only contemporary dance, but I see contemporary ballet, quite a bit of that influence as well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I, as a choreographer, I've been choreographing for the company for 20 years, and I myself have evolved and started very much as a full-on jazz dancer, jazz choreographer. And my interest now, interestingly, is with my choreography. I've kind of moved a little bit more towards the, as you say, contemporary ballet discipline. It's just where my head's at, where my imagination is at, and where my creativity is lying these days. So I like that I try to come up with something different every time I choreograph a piece for the company, and I look to see what it is that we don't have. So in that respect, I'm able to, for myself, create the things that I like and want to create, trying to also expand the repertoire. And then I have always brought in outside choreographers because I don't want the evening to be all about my choreography, and I think that also provides just for that much more of a diverse evening by bringing in different choreographers. So I would say at this point, our program can go anywhere from something that is very ballet-influenced to something that can be very jazz-influenced and something that's very contemporary all at the same time, not to mention that we have very emotive dancers, so that everything you see, I think, really, what we love to do is really break down the fourth wall, which is that invisible wall between the audience and the dancers on stage, and really like to have a give and take and a back and forth with the energy from the audience to the dancers and vice versa.
Now, your dancers, do they come from a ballet background, from the contemporary dance background, or is it just like your company, sort of amalgam of dancers that tend to be versatile?
It's, you know what, I have to have dancers who are extremely versatile, and that's one of the hardest things. It's one of the hardest things to find, because you have to find dancers that have been either had the experience and are a little bit more mature so that they've really been around the professional world for a while and have danced many different styles. Or if I get them young and straight out of school, that they have to come from schools that really emphasize all three disciplines, ballet, modern, and jazz. Within that, of course, you can toss in contemporary, because contemporary these days almost feels like it's a catch-all for just about anything. But most importantly, the dancers that come to me that are really well-versed in all three are the type of dancers that I need for this company, for River North, and for our type of repertoire. It's something actually very challenging to find.
Yes, it is. Our main ballet company is one that sort of straddles a lot of different lines, too. And I think versatility would be the first thing that would come to mind in the Tulsa Ballet, for example.
Yeah.
River North has that same reputation. Now, a lot of contemporary dance companies are made up of choreographers. Is your dance company made up of maybe a choreographer or two, and mainly a core that interpret the dance? Or is it a choreographing company?
No, it's not a choreographing company. Like I said, I will usually do a piece a year, and then I bring in outside choreographers, and that's anywhere from, you know, well-known names to up-and-coming emerging choreographers who may have their very first professional experience with our company. So I love to find new voices. I love to find new voices in dance, and particularly here from the States. There's been such an influx of European dance on American companies that I have not wanted to jump on that bandwagon, because it's very, you know, you're seeing that quite a lot, especially kind of on a touring circuit we're in, and the companies that we keep, the company that we keep in terms of companies, really do a lot of the European repertoire, and I love it. I think it's a lot of it is really quite wonderful and beautiful, but you know, in terms of in this marketplace and in this economy, trying to keep yourself with a unique identity is really quite challenging. But I think we have been able to do that with what we present. And that, I think, keeps us just slightly different and not falling into the pitfall that I think it is, that where so many companies are all using the same choreographers. Mm-hmm. And I think one has to be very, very careful with that. And I'm very happy to say that we don't do that, and that we are able to still manage having an incredible evening, an incredible product, and an incredible show with amazing talent. And I love to say that it's here from the States. So we're really, although we have different flavors and different ethnicities represented, I myself am Cuban, but I'm Cuban-American, but I love doing Latin-flavored things, for example. So we, you know, the evening can really bounce around between all these different flavors, but I would still say that we are very much an American company.
Who are some of the choreographers' work we'll see in your performances here in Tulsa?
Well, we have, let's see, the opening piece is something that I choreographed last year. It's called The Good Goodbyes, and that is kind of a little bit more one of the pieces that you may have seen a clip of that's a little bit more ballet-influenced. And then we have an amazing percussive structured improvisational solo by a woman named Ashley Rowland, who's out of Portland, Oregon. And she is one of the directors for a wonderful company called Body Box. Then followed by a full-on tango piece that's about 23 minutes, where I brought in the real deal. I wanted it to be as authentic as possible, and I brought in a couple from Buenos Aires to choreograph this piece for us. So right there, you can see in the first act how much variety you're going to get, you know, from something very balletic to something extremely physical, athletic, and percussive to then this beautiful, elegant, very authentic tango.
How difficult was that for your dancers to pick up? Because I know the nuances of tango can take a lifetime, really.
It was very difficult, and I will say the nuances are still coming. As you say, it takes a lifetime when you're talking about the real nuances of the authentic tango. But we've had the piece in the repertoire now for about 3 years, and I myself have loved seeing the evolution of the piece from year one to year three, how much just how much better the dancers attack it, perform it, how much more it's a part of their repertoire and their own personal vocabulary, if you will, that they're expanded as dancers in learning this kind of thing. It was difficult to learn. You know, the footwork is extremely intricate. The hold and the shapes of the bodies, one folding into the other and how they move as one, was really quite challenging. But I think it's a fabulous piece. We've gotten really wonderful, wonderful results from it, from audiences, absolutely love it. So it's very exciting. It's very passionate. It's very dramatic. All things that you would expect a tango to be.
Now, tell us a little bit about your piece, Good Goodbyes. You said this was premiered last year. What was the influences for the creation?
Well, this piece it's really a labor of love, this piece. I had an original composition created by a very dear friend that I had worked with on another project here who's an absolute genius in terms of she's a musician herself. She's a piano player and a violin player, and she's actually the artistic director of the Chicago Children's Choir here. Her name is Josephine Lee, and so I was able to go and sit with her and just listen to what she had to play, and we would tweak. And so we really created the composition together, in a sense, although she absolutely came up with every single note. And so, first of all, the composition is just beautiful. It's solo piano. And then the piece is called The Good Goodbyes because I wanted to celebrate what I think are some really, really very, very special and, in the grand scheme of things, short-lived but very intense relationships. And those are the relationships that we are privy to, I think, in this profession. You know, I may know a dancer for only 5 or 6 years or 10 years that has danced in the company, and in those 10 years, you have a very, very intense relationship. You get to know each other so well, and that goes from dancer to dancer, dancer to choreographer, dancer to artistic director. And as I say, in the grand scheme of things in life, you know, how long life is, 10 years is really a very short time.
Fleeting, yeah.
But, yeah, it's fleeting, but we get to have these really, really wonderful relationships, and so many of them, of course, there's the occasional not so good goodbye. Some things don't always work out, but in general, it's something that we in this profession, I think, get to experience that is very special. And I wanted this to be what was behind the piece, behind the intent of the piece. So it's very celebratory in a sense, very joyful and inspirational.
What was that like to work with the composer like that, the way you did? It sounds like while she wrote the piece, you helped shape the piece. That's pretty rare in dance. Most of the time, you already have a piece of music in mind, or
That's
you
very
do a
true.
Commission, and the composer says, "I'll write the piece." You make dance out.
That's very true. I mean, I'm a big music guy. I was a musician before I ever danced, and so I'm very influenced by the music. It's everything for me in terms of a choreographer. And this is just so wonderful because I was able to approach it this way with this composer, and literally I would just go over to her house, and she had a big studio in her bottom floor and a wonderful grand piano, and she'd sit and say, "Okay, here's something I was hearing," and she'd start playing, and I would absolutely be in love with it, and I would just say, "I need a little longer here, I need a little, can you put in a break here," just things like that. And so, but it just develops so easily. It was just one of those things that flowed. So I feel this whole piece between the composition and the dancing was really just a gift from the universe, because sometimes everything just falls into place, and that's exactly what happened with this piece from beginning to end, including the music and the choreography. So it was really a wonderful experience and a wonderful process.
My guest today is Frank Chavis. He is the artistic director of River North Dance Chicago. The company will be appearing in Tulsa Saturday night at 8 and Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Helmerich Theater at Casha Hall as a part of Corgus production season. And they're currently on tour. Frank joins us from Chicago, and he's our guest today on Studio Tulsa. Well, after the tango piece, what else is in store? Who are some of the other choreographers we'll see?
Yeah, we have in the second act, we have two brand new pieces that just premiered this season in November. And one is a very young up-and-comer, and the other one is much more experienced. The first one, we have a piece called I Close My Eyes Until the End, and it was choreographed by Adam Barrick, and he's out of New York. And this was his very first professional commission for a company, and it really turned out beautifully. It uses some very atmospheric music. It's kind of electronically based, but it doesn't sound as electronic as you might think. It sounds like there's really a lot of instrumentation. It comes in two sections. And the first section is very beautiful and lyrical in terms of the movement and the music. And it's a lot of pairings of couples that move throughout the stage and do just some really interesting weaving and some beautiful, beautiful movement. And then the second section is much more intense, and it's much more group-oriented. And I will say that Adam has a really beautiful particular style, and that is he has an amazing talent to rise and fall from the floor and make it look so liquidy, all his movement. And then when he's also on his feet, he does amazing things with what we call porter bras, which is all the movements of the arms. And it's very, very intricate, and it is throughout the piece something that is very much a trademark of his, and people will see and notice. I think he's got one of the most interesting new voices that I've seen in a long time, and he structures things very, very beautifully.
I happen to see some of his, there's rehearsal excerpts on YouTube, and and I was struck by the same things you were. Again, the arm movement was a big part of the look of his work, but also what I was noticing was there was this slows and fast and stops, which I thought looked really interesting. You know, you almost have like sort of Tai Chi movement, and all of a sudden it's just like, boom, you're moving at a flash.
Yeah, he really has a wonderful way of combining, I think, the different elements you just mentioned. Very liquidy type movement, boom, quick starts and stops. He uses the space, I think, really, really beautifully. I think in terms of construction, he's quite talented. And sometimes that can be the most difficult part of creating a piece. Many, many times I find so many choreographers who have wonderful movement, but then being able to put a piece together from beginning to end, that's where they're not quite so successful. And you have to have both. You really have to have both. And I do think Adam is someone who has both.
Now working with a first-time choreographer, not necessarily first time, but this is his first big break, that was risky, or is that risky, or do you like working with somebody like that who obviously has talent and you say, okay, here's the big stage, go for it?
Yeah, no, I do like finding young, up-and-coming people with a lot of talent and giving them an opportunity. With a choreographer like that, I would provide a little bit more direction than I would normally do with, say, someone who really has quite a bit of experience. So he was very open to some mentoring and things like that. So that helped the relationship move right along. And I think he was just so floored by the talent of the dancers. And he was such a positive influence. He had such a positive experience. And I love being able to have the ability to provide that for the dancers, for him, and for the company. Because if it all works out, which it did, and it doesn't always, but if it does, we usually end up with a really wonderful product, a really wonderful piece at the end of the process. And that's what it's all about, trying to nurture and create and develop and encourage new talent.
Now, you mentioned I Close My Eyes Till the End is a brand new choreographer. The next choreographer is someone who has a lot of experience. Who is this?
Yes, this is Nejla Yatkin, and she's also from New York, but she actually now has a double residency. She's been living between Chicago and New York. And I saw Nejla. She is much more experienced. She's been around the block, I'd say. She's probably got about 10 years on Adam, and has really a lot of experience with choreography and as a performer. And she specializes, she has a company, but she also specializes, she herself is known as a solo artist. And she creates some just really amazingly beautiful solos that she performs herself. And I saw her do exactly that a couple of years ago, and I was absolutely floored by the quality of movement, the quality of the musicianship and the musicality that she expressed in the structure, and I would say in how she structured and constructed the piece. And also I loved her use of costume. She really creates these solos with amazing imagery, amazing movement, and she loves to incorporate the costumes very much as part of the choreography. So the costumes themselves are almost like another dancer, if you will, in terms of what she does with them. She can either put them up, put things on, take things off, wrap things around different ways. So it's a very integral part of the choreography, and I love that she incorporates all the elements to create these really beautiful, they're just beautiful statements that just kind of take your breath away. I was just completely, I was completely immersed in what she was doing from, point A to point Z and everything in between, which is rare, So I felt that as I saw her, I felt, our repertoire in particular was missing something like this. And I honestly was not seeing this type of solo on any companies here in Chicago for sure. And we tour so much. It's just something that I wasn't seeing. And I felt that it would be a great addition. It would expand our repertoire and be a great addition to what I can put on the stage and what I can program within our show. And so I brought her on board, and I, knock on wood, turned out beautifully. Because as you say, it's always a risk. You never know what you're really going to get. And Nejla also came through with flying colors, with an absolutely beautiful, gorgeous solo for my senior female in the company who has all the maturity required for something like this. And I couldn't be happier. Could not be happier. And this piece is called Renatus, which means rebirth. And the woman is in this, it opens in just this very small pin light all the way upstage, and you just see this bare back, and you can really hardly tell that what it is. And she starts moving in just these barely describable ways, and you can hardly tell what part of the body is. And it's like this birth, this rebirth that's happening. And then it's the meat of the solo is performed to Visi di Arte, which is one of the most beautiful arias by Puccini. It's from the opera Tosca. So again, then you have this music that also just screams and touches your heart. So again, the combination of elements is really amazing. And then on top of which, she has this gorgeous red gown on with like a 30-foot train. And so she wraps herself in this, she unwraps it, she swings it around, it creates a pool for her to lie in. It's just amazing. So it's really been, I would say, the standout hit thus far of our season. And for a solo to do that is really pretty amazing. So it is absolutely gorgeous. It's so touching. It's very poignant. And it's just... it just pulls you in. I love things like that that just simply pull you in, and you cannot detach yourself until it's over.
Now, will your piece Forbidden Boundaries also be on the program?
Yes, we'll have that piece on the program, and that's a piece of mine that also really involves fabric.
You have elastic costumes.
I just had this idea of cutting open a T-shirt, first of all, and then I put it on somebody, and I grabbed the tail of the T-shirt, and I started improvising, and the possibilities became endless. And then the only thing with the cotton T-shirts is once they stretched out, they stayed that way. So I had my costume designer find me some material that would stretch but really keep its shape. And once we did that, we developed an entire piece based on this idea. And really the idea is that this shirt represents you yourself holding you back. So the person behind you who's holding on to the shirt is not really somebody else, it's you yourself. So we go through all these different sections about confrontation, hidden truths, harmony, and invitation, all these different things about trying to get yourself to lose this kind of this monkey on your back, that thing that we all kind of have, I believe, at one point or another that holds us back. It goes through four different sections, and they're all very, very different, very powerful piece. I think it's very unique in the way that it uses the costume as well, and it's been commented on, and people are just amazed at how this happens. And the first question is, what's that material? Because they can't believe what happens. But it's it serves as a really phenomenal closer. It shows all the versatility of the company. So very pleased with that. And that, again, is one of my favorite pieces that we use to close the show on a really powerful note.
Well, and with the elastic costumes, you allow your dancers to alter their center of gravity. I think there are aerial work that's a part of it, that it just really allows the dancers to do really interesting things, because you have these sort of anchors that allow them to go off balance and yet be in balance.
Exactly. It's like a third partner, if you will,
yeah.
That really creates this extra dimension of movement that we would not have. So it's very unique. I do believe it's very unique in terms of a piece, and I think, once you see it, you would know that that's going to happen, but once it gets going, you'll be hopefully drawn in and, again, not be able to take your eyes off of it until the very, very end, which is, I like to say, very powerful.
River North Dance Chicago appears in Tulsa Saturday night at 8 and Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Helmerich Theater of Cashel Hall, sponsored by Corgis Productions. My guest is Frank Chavis, the artistic director. And I know you're busy working on a world premiere for later this spring. You're doing a piece with the Chicago Jazz Philharmonic. This sounds really exciting, and it's Afro-Cuban music.
Yes, this is it's all based on the origins of Afro-Cuban, Afro-Caribbean music, and we actually took a trip to Cuba to do a little research and development. And I myself am Cuban, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I left when I was 6 months old, and this was my first time back. So it was quite a life-changing experience. So yes, we're going to have about 20 musicians on stage, original composition by Orbert Davis, who is the director of the Chicago Jazz Philharmonic. And I will be doing all the choreography, and it's all inspired by our trip to Cuba. And I'm having a blast creating it. It is so near and dear to my heart, and the movement just keeps flowing and flowing and flowing. So hopefully by the time April rolls around, we'll be all set to go. It is a lot to put together in terms of an original composition, 45 minutes in length, combining all of that together on stage with the musicians and the dancers. But it's a very, very big project, but one that I could not be more excited about, and to perform it here at the Auditorium Theater, which is one of the, if not the most beautiful theaters here in Chicago, is quite the honor, really.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. And is that unusual to have live musicians? I know you did in your Good Goodbyes had live music for that when it premiered, but is that unusual for the company?
It is. Most companies, even ballet companies.
Yeah, you're using tape.
Historically, always had live music. Everybody's having to use recorded music. It's the economy and expenses. People are having to cut all over the place. However, having said that, I myself, as a choreographer, have been wanting to get more and more into original compositions and live music. So it is not usual. It is not the norm. But for me, these last two projects in particular, have just been absolutely wonderful, because there's nothing like having live music. It just serves as a different sense and element of energy that you normally don't have. And it really creates, I think, a very special, unique energy that provides for that much more of a greater experience for that evening.
Well, unique energy, that sort of defines River North Dance Chicago. We look forward to your appearance this weekend. Frank, thanks very much for joining us.
All right, Rich, thank you so much. We're looking forward to being there.
Frank Chavis is the artistic director of River North Dance Chicago. The company will appear in Tulsa Saturday night at 8 and Sunday afternoon at 3 in two performances at the Helmerich Theater at Cashel Hall. For ticket information and more information about River North Dance Chicago, visit corgis.org or call 918-688-6112. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.